Keith Cowan, 1-1 in the end up. You must be more happy with the result than the performance.
I think so, yeah. We started maybe as if we were the team that played the full game in extra time and penalties there on Monday night. We couldn't really get near them. We couldn't get second balls, couldn't get near first balls. It was disappointing from what we talked about, what we tried to get at them, and that just didn't materialise. And you know, we started in the back foot, and I suppose their goal set us back even further. So it was a tough grind trying to get something tonight.
Importantly, though, you did get that equaliser, and it also extends that unbeaten run.
It does, but I suppose this stage of the season, it's not really unbeaten runs. You know, those sort of records aren't really what we have in our mind. But yeah, the guys did grind it out in the second half. There was no great performances. You know, we didn't really play to our full potential. Maybe it's a 3-week hangover or something like that. There, that's kind of where we're trying to put it down to and put it at the back of our minds, and you know, try and get ourselves right for next Friday night.
People will look at the result and they'll feel now that you're favourites, but they lost at home to Shelburne and went away. They won't be afraid coming up to Finn Park.
No, absolutely not. I don't think a team with Rod is quality. They don't make you fear anybody going anywhere. Going to Shelburne, a goal behind, and the result they got down there will give them a huge lift. They'll be considering that there when they come down to us, and they'll be, I suppose, they'll use that as motivation. And you know, they've come to us during the year, played very well, scored goals, so now they'll be looking to, they'll be full of confidence after tonight as well, after the performance we put on here.
But ultimately, all the hard work, all season, it's been a really good season, but it's now down to 90 minutes and hopefully two more games after that.
Well, I suppose that's what we aim for, yeah, but I suppose you have to take it one step at a time. All our focus now will be next Friday night, and you know, we'll try and regroup and try and maybe figure out, you know, why they're... The performance tonight wasn't up to par. You know, we set ourselves very high standards coming into the game, and you know, I suppose the last second half of the season, you know, we regrouped and you know, we showed people what we can do. But tonight, I suppose we're coming away with having ground out a draw, but there's not too many smiling faces in the dressing room.
Well, Tim Clancy, it's very much in the melting pot.
Yeah, listen, I've said it this week when we knew we were going to be. We made it through the Shells game that there was a kick of the ball in the three games in the league this year. You beat us twice by the odd goal, and we won here 2-1 in a game as well. So we knew there was very little in the game, and it showed tonight that there was very little between the two sides. Probably wasn't a lot of clear-cut chances in the game, but I felt I was happier today with the performance than I was in the last two games against Shells. And maybe the week's rest will give us a little bit of a recovery time, and hopefully we can prepare right for next week and we'll head up there knowing that we've got a big task ahead of us, but we're still alive in the tie.
You were good value for your half-time lead?
I thought so, yeah. I thought we'd start the game very well. Definitely passed the ball better today than we did in the last two games, so that was pleasing. I'm a little bit disappointed with the goal we conceded. It was a long ball from the keeper, and Ethan's got in between two of our centre-backs, and he took a great touch, and then I think a couple of them got a little touch on it, and it's ricocheted, and it's fell lovely for him, but it's a great finish in fairness. And we're disappointed with the goal, but listen, taking a 1-1 draw up to Donegal, it's a positive result for us. So,
strangely, Finn Harps finished the season with real momentum, 10 games unbeaten, had that 7-1 drubbing of Cabinteely, and then a 3-week gap with nothing. You had the long way round, and yet you haven't had much rest. Tonight, going into that game, some people might have thought you might have looked the more jaded side, but it was probably the opposite.
Yeah, listen, you can flip reverse it, and you can say that maybe having the 3 weeks off, it's difficult because you've 2 weeks training, and knowing there's not a game at the weekend, and it can get a bit flat maybe, but then you have a match week, and you prepare for it ourselves now from Monday night to tonight. We did very little with the lads. To Tuesday off, we had a proper recovery and a little bit session on Wednesday, bit of match prep and that, but very little taxing on the legs, and the same again last night. Got a touch of the ball last night, but we knew we had to manage them properly, where there was no point going and putting a lot of more miles on the legs this week. So, but no, listen, I think I was happy with the fitness levels of our lads, and I thought we finished the game quite strongly. And after the goal, I think Harps had a little spell where they maybe got on top of it, but for the last maybe 10 minutes or so, I thought we finished the game strongly, and Mark Doyle created a good chance for Chrissy Lyons, just flashed across the goal where he might have got something on it. But no, listen, we're happy enough with the performance.
It's been very close between all the teams and kind of the top four or five. We're now going up there, obviously. You know, it's tough. Finn Harps take a lot of points up there. But look, we'll have every confidence going in there. Tonight, we're still on a level playing field. We were 1-0 down the first leg from the Shells game and it took penalties. But I think you can see from our lads that we're fit and raring to go, and we'll definitely be full of confidence going up there next week.
Were you a little disappointed maybe not to have won tonight? You probably had the edge in things.
Yeah, look, I felt we were on top for a lot of the game, and obviously we were 1-0 up. Now we had a couple of chances and maybe could have extended our lead, and when you don't do that, you know, it can be hard. You know, it's one long ball we've been caught with. I thought we dealt well with it most of the night. I don't think the keeper had too many saves to make, and you know, these things happen in football, but again, it kind of happened this last week against Shells and we were 1-0 down, so you know, we're going into this one even again. Disappointed to concede, but look, we're happy to still be in it. It could have been a lot worse. So.
And the prize at stake, Limerick, and the possibility of getting back into the top flight, and it means so much for clubs like Drogheda and Finn Harps. You want to be at the top level.
Oh, massively, yeah. And all the players in both dressing rooms, that, you know, want to be in the Premier Division, and that's in both clubs, two massive clubs that have been in the Premier League for so long. And I think it just shows how strong all the teams are. You know, there's probably 13 or 14 teams who fancy themselves a Premier Division club, and you know, Drogheda are definitely one of them. You can see the facilities here and how things are run. So everyone wants to be in the Premier, but we won't be looking too far ahead yet. There's still, you know, potentially three games to go before you can even consider that. One massive one next week before you can even start thinking about Limerick. So we'd be taking it as it goes, and you know, you get a bit of relaxation in over the weekend and we'd be raring to go Monday.
And finally, this Finn Harps team, they really came strong in the second half of the season, a 10-game unbeaten run. How good do you rate them?
They're obviously a very hard team to play against. Ollie has them set up well. I think they made a couple of good signings in mid-season there. The likes of Jesse Davis came in. And when you can produce Paddy McCourt off the bench with 15, 20 minutes to go, the teams in the Premier, I'm sure, that would love to have Paddy as well. So, no, they're a great side. They've picked up, they finished second in the league, and you can only, the league table doesn't lie. They've got taken the second most points, run UCD as close as anyone, so we won't be taking it lightly, and you know, we'll be full of confidence in our own ability. But you know, Finn Harps are a great side, and it'll be a big task going up there to turn them over, you know.